Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hey, welcome to Everyday Miracles, where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I am Candace McClain, and we have a great show today. But let me start by asking you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how adventurous would you say you are? I mean, are you the type of person who would dare to tackle Mount Everest, or is scaling Mount Rainier more your thing? Or is your idea of being adventurous just upping the incline on your treadmill a notch? Well, today on the show, we will be speaking with and living vicariously through our guest, Janice Holly Booth, who is the author of Only Pack What You Can Carry. And this book comes out February 15th, so it's not available yet, but it will be out on the 15th, just over a week away. Now, this book details Janice's path to inner strength, to confidence, and to true self-knowledge. And all this she acquired through traveling by herself and taking on some pretty big adventures along the way. I mean, everything from rappelling through the breathtaking slot canyons of southern Utah to dog sledding in the wintry and pristine and very, very cold solitude of Ely, Minnesota, and even becoming a trapeze artist for a day in New York. Now, I have to tell you that just out of curiosity, I took a little online quiz, which maybe doesn't mean much, but I took a little online quiz today that tells you how adventurous you are. And so I came back with somewhat adventurous. That's where I am in that range, somewhat adventurous. It said, you enjoy some adventure in your life, but maintain a little balance at the same time. You do things after a little thought, which is appreciable. So there you have it. Not so bad, I guess. I guess that puts me in that Mount Rainier category, perhaps. But Janice will be sharing her four essentials that you need for life's journey. And it could include, you know, you going and taking on some big adventure, or it might be something a little closer to home. And we'll also be taking some questions today via our instant feedback form. So throughout the show today, if you have a question for Janice, you can simply go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and fill out the form. You'll see it right there on the homepage. Again, that website is www.transformationtalkradio.com. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about Janice. Janice Holly Booth is an adventurista and coach who is going to help us all find that inner adventurista inside each of us. Back in 98, she took her very first solo trip to southern Utah to explore the mystery of slot canyons. And that first solo trip led to many others. And through this process of traveling alone, her whole life really began to change, as she's going to tell us today, as well as her outlook on the future. Now, Janice is a lifelong equestrian and avid solo traveler. She's the former CEO of a Girl Scout Council in North Carolina and former executive director for the arts and education organization Young Audiences of Western New York. Her many accomplishments have been recognized with local and national awards, including the very prestigious Presidential Medal of Arts, which was awarded to the Young Audiences Network during her tenure there. And she also got the Hero Award by the City of Buffalo Common Council for her efforts to revitalize the city via public access to the arts. And she was also named Woman of the Year by her community. She's also an accomplished photographer, she's a writer, and you can catch her occasional travel series in the Gaston Gazette entitled On Adventure with Janice Booth. And it's through that column that she's inspired many of her readers to really summon the courage to have adventures of their own. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Candace. I'm really excited to be here.
It's so great to have you. Now, Justin, you know, I got a nice sneak preview of the book. I got to read it, and I did. I felt like I was living vicariously through you in all of these adventures. But so given all these things you've done, which we'll be talking about, I want to know what makes you afraid today, or is there anything?
Yeah, being stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere without any dark chocolate really frightens me. But I think the thing that scares me most, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, is losing my health and not being able to you know, live the life that I envision because my body, for whatever reason, can't take me there. And that's one of the reasons that I want to live in the moment. I want to live now, and I want to live as hard as I can while I still have a healthy body to take me through it. Even though it creaks and groans and it complains to me all the time, why are you doing this to me?
Right.
I'm still, you know, we have our health and our bodies for such a short period of time that we really need to maximize that.
Absolutely. So, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how this all began for you. I mean, you always an adventurous child who loved challenges. Were you from an adventure-filled family, or what was it that prepared you for all of this?
Well, it's really interesting, and I would like listeners to know that I'm not a former athlete. I'm not very coordinated. In fact, the two things that I'm really good at are sleeping in and eating huge volumes of chocolate ice cream. And, I mean, I even have a hard time keeping my shoelaces tied. So, you know, I'm just like everybody else. But when I was 17 years old, living in Canada, I saw a picture of a slot canyon in southern Utah. And I'd never seen anything more mysterious and beautiful and otherworldly in my life. And that picture stuck with me. I didn't really think that much about it consciously in the years that spun out between the time I was 17 and the time I actually went on my first trip to southern Utah. Mm-hmm. But something more than interest was piqued that day. And it would take me a long time to figure out what it was. But to answer your other question, was I adventurous? I guess I was in a way, as long as I was on the back of my horse, but I was really quite shy and kind of a loner and really enjoyed books and the outdoors. And but, you know, I, like a lot of people, I preferred to be safe. So when I went out to Utah the first time to see slot canyons, I didn't really understand what was going to be required of me. And what was going to be required of me was to don a harness and attach myself to a rope, tie it to a very suspicious-looking bolt in the rock, and then descend hundreds of feet into darkness. I couldn't do it. And it, in fact, it took me 13 trips. It took me 13 tries before I finally could take that step into the unknown. But
so can you actually describe, what a slot canyon is? Because I actually didn't know what it was before.
Well, for our listeners who have seen 127 hours, a slot canyon is what Aaron Ralston got stuck in. But for those who have not seen 127 hours or who don't know what a slot canyon is, visualize the Grand Canyon in its most epic place. And then squish it together so that it's only a few feet wide where the Colorado River cuts through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a slot canyon is. It's actually an ancient riverbed that has carved over millennia this twisting, undulating path through the rock. And so you typically start at the top of the canyon, which is very high, and you go rappel by rappel, series of rappels, through this labyrinth of stone and history and prehistory and mystery. It's just beautiful.
It must be amazing.
It's very dangerous, and it's very difficult. And that's what, you know, that's what daunted me. It's what deterred me for so long. But whatever switch was turned on in my imagination the first time I saw that picture of a slot canyon, it never turned off. I could never get it out of my mind. And it was one of the biggest tests of courage I ever had to take. It took me a really long time to pass it, too.
So you must have been involved in rock climbing or something similar beforehand. Is that correct?
No.
No. Okay.
And I'm still not a rock climber. I don't like rock climbing. I'd much rather, you know, rock climbing, you go up, and it's really hard work. In rappelling, it's like, kind of like taking the elevator. You know, you put a rope on yourself and you zip down. Both, and I don't mean to diminish it because, you know, there's obviously skill involved in both, but no, I actually have no desire to rock climb. That never captured my imagination the way that slot canyons did.
And I imagine then with slot canyons, you're a person is potentially facing a fear of darkness, of claustrophobia, and of heights as well.
There's really no knowing what's down in there because every time it rains, every time water courses through that canyon, things change. So even within a week of going into the same canyon, it could be an entirely different landscape. Your bolts could be gone. There could be a tree wedged into, you know, a very narrow place and you can't get through and then you can't get out. Or the worst fate of all is you're in the slot canyon, you're deep in the slot canyon with no easy way out, and 50 miles away there's a rainstorm, and within an hour there's a wall of water coming at you. That's the biggest danger. But
incredible.
But, you know, planning, good planning, and of course, one should never go into a serious canyon alone, and certainly not without letting people know where you are. And it's not for everybody. And Candace, for the very reasons you described, you know, dark, claustrophobic, dangerous, but just so indescribably beautiful as well.
Beautiful. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that experience. Janice is also going to share with us the four essential keys for life that she discovered through her experiences on her solo travels. We will be right back.
Waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McLean, and we're speaking with adventurista and author Janice Hollybooth today. She has written an amazing new book. It's called Only Pack What You Can Carry, My Path to Inner Strength, Confidence, and True Self-Knowledge. Janice, if people want to connect with you and learn more about you or the book, I guess the best place for them to go would be your website, right?
Correct. www.janicehollybooth.com.
Perfect. JaniceHollybooth.com for more information on the book and on Janice. Now, before the break there, we were talking about the incredible Slot Canyons in Utah. And your inspiration to go there all came from a picture that you saw.
Yes.
What was your scariest moment in doing that?
I get sick thinking about it. But I decided that the best way for me and the safest way for me to finally get into a slot canyon was to take a course. And it was a three-day course in actually around Zion National Park. And I was on my second day, and I'd already done, I'm going to say, 8 or 9 rappels, and I was starting to feel pretty good about it. And we came to this. There were 2 other students with me, and we came to this enormous rock face that it was so steep we couldn't even get a sense of how far down it was. But I looked at the opposite wall, and I knew it was a big one.
Hmm.
And this particular rappel, because you couldn't see over the edge, when you stepped off the edge, you did not know whether you were going to be able to brace your foot against the side or if you were stepping off into nothing.
Hmm.
And the fear that had kept me from going into canyons so many times before suddenly came back, and it came back with a fury. And I was the first one who had to go over this ledge. And I couldn't do it. And I physically broke down. I fell to my knees. I was banging my head against the rock. I had a helmet on, of course. That was helpful. But, and not crying outwardly, but crying to myself, why are you so scared? Why are you so scared?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the men in the class laughed at me. And it made me mad enough that I was able to pull myself together just for that moment and take a deep breath and step off into nothing.
That was probably the best thing that could have happened. You know, because as soon as you said that, that's the first thing that fired through my mind, too, is that's exactly what I would have done. I thought, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Right?
He was a gigantic jerk, I was grateful that he gave me something to hang on to, some shred of needing to, prove my dignity, whatever. It doesn't even matter what it was. But it gave me something to grab. And but the really interesting thing, Candace, was I cannot tell you how frightened I was. I mean, I really felt my entire being unraveling like a ball of yarn at 100 miles an hour. It was terrifying. It was more terrifying to feel that than to take the step. But the minute I stepped off that cliff, the fear went away. It was gone. There was not a semblance of it left. Mm. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really all it takes is taking that first step. And it
just
and
taking
then
a step.
The enemy goes away. Fear goes away. And so my heart, as I made my way down this 200-foot cliff, my heart was pounding, but it was from exhilaration. It was mm-hmm. from, you know, overcoming that fear, but also just being in the very middle of this beautiful canyon. And I just felt so empowered, and I knew that I had done it for myself, you know. But that was the scariest moment in that whole ordeal.
And what did you learn most about yourself from doing that?
I learned a couple of things, that that I was not as brave as I thought I was and could be, which made me commit to scaring myself at least once a year, doing something that would push me way outside of my comfort zone and force me to have a moment like that. Because knowing that I did what I did, stepping over the cliff when I was just completely falling apart, I was able to pull on that feeling again in, you know, regular sort of day-to-day business crises where, you know, there are so many things going wrong and the potential to panic is there. And I would think back to that moment on the rock and say, if you could do mm-hmm. that, this is nothing.
Yeah. I have a fear of heights, and it's not a real major one. I mean, I can get on an airplane and things like that, but it really bothered me that I had that fear at all. It just bothered me to the point that I decided to go skydiving.
Oh my!
And this was maybe about 6 years ago, and it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life. And you know, as the whole time up in that plane, I'm going, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this to yourself? But I knew I had to do it. And when we were high enough and he opened that door, it was probably the worst moment because so much wind is rushing in. It was so loud. And then he's like, get out. And I remember, you know, reaching for the strut on the wing, and I had to kind of shimmy myself out. And this trainer started kicking my feet because, I don't know, he thought I was moving too slow or maybe that I wasn't going to go. But so I'm trying to hold on and balance myself while he's kicking me. And the force of the wind was so great, I just got blown right off. So I had really been hoping for that moment where, okay, I'm going to make this conscious decision to now let go. And it's going to be by my choice. I didn't quite get that. I got blown right off. But, and I think it must have seemed like I blacked out for a moment or something. But when my chute opened, and thank God that thing was automatic because I never would have had the presence of mind to open it. But then I started telling myself, okay, I'm okay. See, you can do this. It's not so bad. And just like you say, then you use that experience when you come across other fears in your life.
Well, and I think and you're absolutely right, and I'm so proud of you for doing that, because we as a culture, we don't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to face danger, but it's necessary for us to do that in order to become more capable in other places in our life. But to get back to the fear aspect and all of that fear that you were feeling in the airplane and that voice saying, what in the world are you doing? It's important to remember that fear is such a formidable enemy that if you let it close one door in your heart, it's an open invitation to start closing others. And I have figured out a way for me to coexist with fear, because it's always lurking in the bushes, you know. It's always there somewhere. And instead of worrying about it, when I start to feel that you know, the heart palpitations and the shaky hands, I say, okay, fear, come on, I see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get with me. We're still going up the mountain, or we're still going down the mountain. And so I try to personify fear and you know, joke with it and let it know I'm going ahead no matter what, and it's coming with me. And in that way, I've taken away a little bit of its power. But one of the reasons I try to test myself every year is because of what I learned in that moment in the canyon. Fear, we're just really trying to destroy our ability to live life the way we want to live it. So it was a hugely important moment.
And at the same time, too, I mean, I guess fear can be a good thing as well, right? I mean, there's a healthy aspect to fear, too.
There is a healthy aspect to fear. And actually, you know, it's there to keep you safe and alive. And so I'm certainly not advocating for anybody or myself to be wantonly reckless. I wouldn't suggest that anybody go into a slot canyon alone where it requires the actual using of ropes, because it's just not safe. And you know, fear is designed to alert you that there's potential danger ahead. But really, in our day-to-day lives, there isn't much danger out there unless you get in your car and have to navigate amongst the people who are driving and texting. But you know, everything that we do, the skydiving, the paragliding, the dog sledding, they appear to be dangerous, but they're so, you know, they're so regulated, and there's so many safety precautions taken by the vendors that we have the luxury, actually, of being able to, you know, set aside that fear and know that we're going to be relatively safe. But in many other cases, you know, sometimes you do have to listen to your gut, especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere and a storm is coming and you think, I'm going to push on, and your gut's telling you, no, you need to take cover. You need to listen to that, and that fear is healthy.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go to another break right now, and when we come back, you know, some more insight from Janice on the four keys, actually, and what she learned about life and how you can apply this to your life as well. And while we're on break, I mean, just take a moment to think about what you're ready to take on this year. Think about it and make a commitment to yourself to fulfill it. And we will be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back. You're listening to Everyday Miracles, and we are chatting with adventurous Janice Holly Booth, author of Only Pack What You Can Carry. Now, if you'd like more information on the book, it will be available as of February 15th. Or if you'd like to learn more about Janice, you can visit her website at www.janicehollybooth.com. And by the way, if you do have a question that you'd like me to ask Janice, you can fill out our instant feedback form. Just go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and you'll see the form there right on the homepage. So before the break, we were talking about fear, and I guess it becomes about using those courage muscles to begin to move beyond it. And you mentioned that by facing that fear and going into the slot canyons, that really allowed you to be more empowered, even in your everyday life or with difficulties or fears surrounding business or other things. So maybe we could talk a little bit about some of these keys that you determined through this process of adventuring. And one of them was really how important it is to carve out alone time for yourself.
Yes, and I'll preface these comments by saying, you know, I've been traveling alone for 10 years, and I could tell that I was changing. I wasn't really sure why or how until I started writing this book. And after I had finished the original version of the book, which is different than the National Geographic version, and better, their version is better, I must say, mm-hmm. I started seeing four themes coming through loud and clear, and then it was just eureka. I've figured it out. And I'm using it now as a recipe for the rest of my life. And the four keys that I discovered were solitude, which we never give ourselves enough of, introspection, which is only possible in solitude. And in introspection, we get to think deeply about the things that we need to figure out, the things we care about, figure out what makes us happy and how we want our life to be going forward. The third key was courage, the opportunity to test ourselves, to test our nerve, to learn how to become brave and flex that muscle of courage. And then the fourth thing was commitment. You know, you don't travel alone for 10 years unless you've made a commitment to something. And it wasn't even necessarily a commitment to traveling alone. It was a commitment to this journey that I suddenly realized I had been on. So I made a commitment to always making sure that I carved out alone time, that I engaged in introspection, that I tested myself on a regular basis, and that I committed to not living a life less than what I really wanted for myself, no matter what that meant. And it's been, I mean, it was, traveling alone ended up being the single most powerful, life-changing recipe, anything I've ever done. And the really cool thing about this is anyone can do it. And traveling alone makes it easy. It's logistically very easy because it all happens at the same time. But if people can't travel or they don't want to travel alone, they can still take those concepts and work them into their daily lives. And in the book, Only Pack What You Can Carry, at the end of each chapter, there are exercises, daily exercises that people can do, and they don't take a lot of time, and they don't, you know, they're not difficult. They're very practical and real and will help ground you to your dream.
And it's interesting when you talk about solitude because, you know, a lot of people don't really experience that. If you think about how busy we are and we tend to not make that time for ourselves, and it's really when we have that time of solitude that we can be introspective. Gosh, I remember years ago I went on a retreat, and I did go with a friend of mine, but at one point, and first of all, there's something about that connection with nature too, I should say, just being out in nature and in the elements. But there was a point when they asked us to just go off and find our own spot somewhere and just contemplate. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Okay. It was raining, and I remember sitting there and on a rock, and I looked down, and I don't know the technical term for it, but there was a feather from an arrow, like a bow and arrow, with just a feather there. And the most interesting thought came to me because we had been doing archery earlier, and I thought, you know, what it symbolized to me was that somebody took a shot. And that's what I hadn't been doing in my life. You know, I had been acquiring knowledge. I had been visualizing, all of those kinds of things, but I wasn't taking a shot. And what this little feather meant to me was somebody took a shot. I have no idea if they actually hit the target or not. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But life was at least about taking a shot, and if you missed, you could always re-aim. Mm.
That is so true. And in fact, one of the things I would like our listeners to take some comfort in is it may take you many, 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 many tries, many aims to get to that place you want to be. But don't be discouraged, because it's the trying that counts. And every time you try, even if you fail, you're getting closer. And that's a beautiful story. But it's those kinds of details of life that are all around us that we miss because we're moving too fast, we're multitasking in the moment that we're in, we're already thinking about the moment that's to come or the moment that has just passed. And then, of course, the worst thing that we can do is when we do have alone time, which we all, you know, most of us have on our commute, or most of us have a little bit of quiet time in the day, we fill it up with junk. You know, we've got our earbuds in, or we've got the TV on or the car radio on. And in the book, I encourage people to take stock of the little pockets of solitude that they have in the day and then maximize those for introspection. So they do, you know, they do figure out a way to take a shot and know mm-hmm. where they're aiming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the other thing. Sometimes you take a shot, you don't even know where you're aiming because you haven't taken time to really think about where you want to go.
Where yeah.
you want that arrow to land.
And I think that the introspection, so it really is sort of a byproduct, wouldn't you say, of the solitude?
If you don't fill your solitude up with junk and noise, yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you, well, some people who've mastered the art of going into themselves can be introspective in the midst of chaos. But typically, you need solitude, so you don't have people talking to you, and you're not worried about anybody else's agenda. You can just be still. And when I say that, I don't mean that literally, because you know, taking a walk in the woods is a wonderful way to experience solitude and have some introspection time. But it's just really, really important, especially for women, to carve that out and own that. Because, you know, unless you're incredibly selfish like I am, you will just give all of your time to everybody, to your children, to your partner, to your employer, and you'll leave a sliver of something, a morsel of something for yourself, and it's not fair. So it's just so important to value it and own it.
And make that commitment to yourself to make that time.
Exactly.
You don't have to go on a big adventure, but just carve out that time throughout your day or in your week and stay committed to it.
Yes, forever.
Forever. And then we also talked a little bit about it already, but the importance of courage. And, you know, I think about that quote. I think it goes something like, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right.
So always pushing yourself that little bit, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Well, you know, Winston Churchill believed that of all of the human virtues, courage was the most important because it was the only virtue that guaranteed all the others. But, if you think about it, our culture really wants to keep everything on an even keel, and we avoid discomfort and conflict. And in doing so, we never really build the capacity to take action when the going gets tough. It is so critical to give ourselves challenges, and they don't necessarily have to be physical challenges. They can be emotional ones as well. You know, speaking up, if you're a very shy person, speaking up when you see someone doing wrong or someone being hurt. But it is so important to take action because you're right. I mean, if you're not doing, you're dying. And what's dying is your spirit, because the longer you let it go, the harder it is to take action when you want to take action.
That's true. And again, you know, just taking those little steps of courage, maybe it is going and talking to your boss and saying, hey, I really would like a raise. I deserve it. Or maybe it's even something like asking someone for help. Well, we're going to take another break right now, having an amazing conversation today with Janice Holly Booth. You are listening to Everyday Miracles. If you have any questions for Janice, you can again go to www.transformationtalkradio.com and fill out our instant feedback form on the homepage. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McLean, and my special guest today is Janice Holly Booth. We're here talking about her latest book, Only Pack What You Can Carry. And we were talking earlier about the four keys. And we talked a little bit about solitude, having that time out in nature to yourself without, you know, without familiar people around, without all your devices and iPods and all that stuff, and taking time for introspection in your life, going within and finding out what you really want, and then using your courage muscles, developing those courage muscles and facing your fears, whether it's something so small as asking for help or whether it is jumping out of a plane, whatever it is, but to begin to develop those muscles. And then, Janice, you said the fourth one is commitment. And I guess this is likely a commitment to maintaining the practice of creating the solitude and going within and working those courage muscles.
Absolutely. And I think the earlier a person can get started with this, the better, because who we are at 20 is not who we're going to be at 30. It's not who we're going to be at 40, and certainly not 50 and beyond. So it's important to continually revisit what we feel is our truth and our reality, because it is absolutely going to change over time. And if we simply let life unfold before us and follow whatever random path is placed ahead of us, we may or may not end up in a place that we want for ourselves. But carving out time for solitude and introspection really helps us stay connected to what fills us up, what excites us, and helps us create a vision for our future, our long-term future.
And so I want to ask you a little bit about some of your experiences again, but out of all the things you've done, what do you think is the biggest risk you've ever taken?
Ugh. Well, I'm going to move away from the physical risks, because we've talked a little bit about that, but I think the biggest risk I ever took was facing unemployment at 50, and deciding to just embrace ambiguity. And this was a situation where I had to allow myself to face a big, giant unknown with curiosity rather than fear, and to give myself permission to take some time off and just see what happened. And for someone like me, you know, I've been a CEO pretty much my whole working life. We like to have a plan, you know, we like to know where our business is going. So for me, going forward into uncertainty without a plan was a huge risk for me. But I want our listeners to know, had I not done that, had I arranged to have a job immediately after I lost my other one, I would not have had this book published by National Geographic, because immediately after losing my job, I left the country for 2 months. I went to a writing workshop at Banff, the Banff Center, and I met the editor-in-chief of National Geographic Books, and I pitched this book to her, and a year later, here it is. I took a big risk, but man, did it pay off.
It did. Now, do you regret anything you've done? Like, did you ever say to yourself, okay, Janice, you went too far this time. You shouldn't have taken on that kind of risk.
My body regrets everything I've ever done. but my regret, my one regret, is that I didn't start sooner. That I fell into the trap of believing I had nothing but time. And, you know, now at 51, I'm looking ahead and thinking, okay, you know, the big hunk of my life is behind me. What am I going to do now for the next, you know, hopefully several decades of usable and vibrant body life that I have left? That's really sobering that I don't have forever and ever and ever to do everything I want to do. In fact, I made a list, not a bucket list, I hate bucket lists, but I made a list of all the things that I want to do before I die. And I realized that there isn't enough time left in my life to do them all. And it made me kind of sad, but then it made me ultra determined to get out there and do everything that I could do.
What's number one on your list?
Oh, gosh. Number one on my list is I want to ride horses in the places where my grandparents came from. I want to see the countryside the way it would have been for them growing up there. And my grandmother was from Wales, and my maternal grandparents were from Romania. So I want to be able to capture my family's stories while, you know, people are still alive and go and ride horses through those places.
What else do you have on that list?
Well, I want to learn how to surf. And as I say this, my body is shouting, no, you'll kill us. But I want to surf. And, you know, I have a little bit of a fear of the deep ocean. Actually, kind of a fairly big fear. And again, you know, as I said earlier, I'm not that coordinated. I'm not very athletic. So this will be a big challenge. But, you know, I always wanted to do it when I was younger, and I would go to Hawaii and see surfers, you know, dancing through the waves. I thought, that's just cool. Again, I thought, I have my whole life to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have anything planned right now in terms of adventures coming up?
Well, I have a trip to Italy planned, and I'm still in the midst of actually planning what's going to happen there. So I can't tantalize our listeners with anything specific right now, but they can follow me on my website. And I do want to say this, not as a plug, not as a shameless plug, but on my website is a place for other adventuristas to post their adventures. I want to create a community of women who inspire each other, ordinary women having extraordinary adventures. And so if you go to my website and click on Adventurista, it's pretty easy to navigate. And I've started to collect stories from girls and women who, you know, are pushing outside their comfort zones and making the kind of life that they want for themselves.
And again, for someone who does want to go on an adventure, there are groups out there, right? Groups where they can join, adventure groups. I think even there's a lot of women groups just for women and travel, and you can choose what intensity level and location and whatnot. So if you're kind of afraid to go on your own, there's still those kinds of options as well.
Oh, they're everywhere, and there are so many good companies out there that offer, as you said, Candace, every level from extreme to, you know, relaxing on the beach. But one of the things I think folks should realize is it's not all or nothing. You can plan a beach trip and then build one element of risk and excitement and adventure into it. And, you know, spend 3 days on the beach and then go off and do your fabulous adventure and then come back and spend another couple of days on the beach just congratulating yourself for being, you know, totally awesome, you know, for doing mm-hmm. this thing. So it doesn't have to be all, oh, my God, you know, can I get through this? Can I get through this? It can be one piece of a larger piece of time away.
Yeah. Janice, what does fulfillment mean to you, and how have all of these adventures led you to it?
Mm. That's a really good question. I think fulfillment to me is knowing that I have really tried to be true to myself. And even those times when I wasn't able to be true to myself, i.e. the Slot Canyons, you know, fulfilling that mm-hmm. dream, that I kept trying. And knowing that I will always keep trying, no matter what the obstacles are, no matter how many times I chicken out, that fills me with a sense of comfort. You know, I would say that's what fulfillment is to me.
Well, Janice, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your adventures with us.
Thank you, Candace.
And for all you listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Janice and what it takes to become an adventurista, you can visit her website at www.janicehollybooth.com. And remember, her book is Only Pack What You Can Carry, and that's coming out on the 15th. You can start thinking about what adventure you're ready to take on this year, and I'd love to hear from you about what kinds of ideas you have for your next adventure. Thank you again, Janice, for being with us today.
Thanks, Candace. Thanks, sisters.
Best of luck with the book, and thank you to all of you for tuning in to another Everyday Miracles. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.